Welcome to Sex with Simmery, frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com.
Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Simmery, and today I am answering a reader question that was submitted to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com, where you too can also send your questions and then I will answer them for you. All right, here we go. Dear Sexpert, so I found the person I think I want to marry. We've been dating for a few months, and the problem is this terrifies me. I'm totally not ready to be done dating around yet. I'm torn. I'm still so young and need to experience so much, but don't want to throw away this great relationship with this incredible person. And adding to the confusion is the fact that I think I might be bi and still want to explore this possibility before I'm married and settled down. So what do I do? That's a quandary. There you go. So we got the torn feelings of needing to lock down this hottie while they're still hot and they're still interested in you before they start figuring out that they could better deal you. And then also the idea that you have the rest of your life to start the rest of your life. If you're going to settle down with one person and it's going to be forever, you have a while till forever starts. So you got these two dueling things. In addition, our entire society is built around this dilemma of what you want for forever and what you want for right now. And so how are you going to navigate this? Well, first of all, you've only been dating for a few months. This is still really early. And that means a lot of things. There are a lot of implications to it still being early on. First, you might like them a lot right now, but they may not be the last person you date. You may love them for quite a while. You may be together for years, but that doesn't mean that this has to be the last person you ever date. Don't worry about it. Don't approach it from the perspective that if you commit to someone, you're locked in for forever. The idea of like a lifelong commitment is that you will work through whatever so that you can stay together forever, but you can commit to somebody and be monogamous with them without the intention that you will die next to this person as they hold your hand and you're a million years old. You can date monogamously. You can put your Facebook status in a relationship and it's okay. It's not the end of the world. Also, because it's still early, you have the possibility of setting up this relationship under whatever terms you want. If you start from the beginning saying, look, I'm totally bi and I'm totally gonna need to experience all this stuff, and you are more than welcome to come along on this journey with me. You can start out from the beginning as a polyamorous couple or with an open relationship, and you can set up the parameters however you like. You can say that perhaps you two are fluid bonded, that you can have sex with other people, but it's protected sex with everyone but just this partner. That's just an example. Or you can decide that you can make out with other people, but you only have sex with each other. Or you can have a rule that you can bring in other people, you just can't do things alone. Or you can go do whatever you want, you just have to be honest about it. Whatever. You are in the early stages, and this is actually the easiest time to set up an open or a polyamorous relationship from the get-go. It's much harder for an entrenched couple that's been together for 5, 10, 20, 30 years to open up their relationship and completely change the dynamic than it is for somebody who hasn't already created a dynamic that's difficult to get out of. You're in the early part, you know, just be honest with them and see what happens. Perhaps this person, if they are the one for you, is undergoing the exact same dilemma. There's also the reality that there will always be attractive people. Whether you lock this down right now and you decide that this is the one, you get married next week, whatever, or you wait, you get married years from now, or you become committed whenever you become committed, there are always going to be other attractive people that are going to come into your life that are interesting to you for a number of reasons. And you're going to have to deal with this dilemma over and over and over again. And it's about choosing your priorities, not being greedy, and thinking about really what are the goals of hooking up with people aside from your main partner. Are they needs that your partner doesn't fulfill for you? Or are they just, ooh, I also want that? Because I have absolutely no problem with however you set it up, either monogamously or polyamorously. whatever your device is. But think about why you're doing it. Is it because you have so much love to give and you can share that love with everyone? Or if it's because I think I could fit another piece of pie. I think there's like a tiny crack in my stomach. There's just a little bit more room and I could probably wedge in maybe another brownie, some ice cream. I could force it in there. I know I've already got enough, but I just want more. So think about that. Like, what are your reasonings here? And are the consequences for your behavior worth whatever it is you're looking for? So you've got the unfettered freedom versus security and stability and love is what's being set out right now. But think about whether your fears are symbolic or actual. There was a study done where a number of experimental subjects were set in front of a computer, and they went on a little adventure-y thing on the program. And as they continued along the path, by choosing one way, it meant that there were a certain number of options that shut down for them that were manifest in doors. So as you're walking along the hallway, there's like X number of doors. But if you choose to go through this one door, that means that these other ones close for forever. And people who were doing this experiment, who were going down these hallways and picking doors and choosing options, found themselves terrified of the idea that they had to say goodbye to these doors for forever. That if they went through door A, the door X, Y, and Z were just no longer going to be options. That they stayed and didn't make any choices because they were so paralyzed by this fear. And they weren't even necessarily options that they wanted to exercise. They just were, as humans often are, afraid of the possibility of loss of opportunity. And in so doing, failed to get things that they actually did want. So think about that. Are these possibilities you think that will be shut off from you real or imagined? Are they symbolic in terms of just the idea of the possibility of other things? Or are there actual people that you want to go hook up with instead? At the heart of this dilemma is the modern quandary of compulsory monogamy, the idea that if you find one person that you really love, that you have to marry them, that you have to be with just that one person. It's a model that works for people, I should say. Lots of people find one person and they stay with that one person, and that's awesome and that works. And other people, that's not their model. The real hope of sexual liberation is that you have the options, that whatever works for you and your relationship and your partners is what's going to work for you. So this is a phenomenal question to be asking yourself, because you don't have to choose, do I lock this person down or not? But whatever you decide, you're going to have to be fair to your partner. You're going to have to choose whatever you choose and stick with it and be sure that you can. Because it's totally unfair to your partner to agree to be with them and then spend the rest of your relationship comparing them to every other possible person. So you see some hottie at the DMV and then you spend the rest of the afternoon staring at your partner and they happen to have a zit on the side of their face, and now you're like, well, the one at the DMV didn't have one of those. I bet the one at the DMV also doesn't wear her socks to bed, and I bet her farts smell better, and all of these things. And you can't unfairly spend the rest of your relationship thinking about all the real or imagined alternatives that you could be doing. So you've expressed that this person is the one, and I don't know why you think that. You probably have your reasons. But is it because you can't live with this person, or because they're the best option you've found thus far? I don't know how to answer that for you, and I definitely think that that's something you can give a little bit of time to. As for your concerns about being bi and needing to express that, okay, great. There are lots of options. Again, you can experiment together with this. You can have chances for exploration alone. You can try working this out in a polyamorous way, or maybe just in fantasy. That's also another option. You can talk it through with your partner and have dirty talk where you explain what you would be doing if there were another person there, or if it were just you and this other person. That's always an option. And again, you just started dating. You've only been together a few months. Nobody said you had to lock this down. It's very possible that your partner's going through the exact same problem, that they're really into you, but they also like the idea of getting to make out with other people before they die. So the question for everyone today is about regrets. Do you have more regrets about things that you have done or things that you didn't do? Do you wish you had more drunken one-night stands? Do you wish that you had spent more time with your significant other sitting on the couch and eating Chinese food? Like, what is it that you regret? What do you miss? And what paths do you honestly think would have been better for you? So just something to think about today. And as always, whatever is going on with you, if you can talk to me about it, you can probably talk to your partner about it. Bring up these things. Communicate about it. You could probably come up with a solution together. While you're communicating with your partner, you can still send your questions to me at sexwithtimaree, T-I-M-A-R-E-E, at gmail.com, because maybe not everybody can communicate with their partner as well as you can, or you have an interesting question that other people could learn from. So again, send your questions, sexwithtimaree at gmail.com. I'm more than happy to answer them. Thank you very much. All right, good luck to you. Go get laid. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmerie. Please check out more from sexwithtimmerie.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmerie@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimaree@gmail.com. And thank you.